At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Welcome in to hour number two of Money Line here on a Wednesday edition. Donnie Wrightside here, solo mission. Kevin will be back tomorrow. If you want to call in, you can. 844-843-6879. Talking some NBA action center stage tonight. 551, 552 on the rotation. 10 o'clock tip. That's the Lakers and the Warriors. And some people might be surprised when you say to yourself, Donnie, what is the line on that game? What's happening? The Golden State Warriors, heavy favorite at -7.5 at most outlets. A total of around 225 to 225 and a half, down from 226 and a half as the opening number here at the FanDuel Sportsbook. And by the way, sometimes I like to start off, right, with what catches your eye. FanDuel, sometimes they give some boost that you could say, like, I don't know if I want to take that one, or it doesn't seem like a fun one to cheer on. This one is fantastic. It's Kay Adams' boost here. Look, I guess she's looking for two in a row at this point. LeBron James, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson combine for 80 or more points tonight. Boosted from -110 up to +150. So these are the ones that Kevin and I always get excited by, because it's not individual efforts that all three need to hit certain plateaus, right? Each player to get 25 points here, right? Each player to get 30 points. Like, no, they have 80 points. If LeBron James gets 80 points himself and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson don't get any points, who cares, right? Who cares? But if we get action on LeBron James getting 30, LeBron James teaming up with Steph, he gets 20, that's 50, and Klay Thompson chips in 30, that cashes in. That might be something I'm certainly going to have to take some part in here. Let's get to the phone lines, 844-843-6879. Chris is calling in from Austin here on a big Wednesday, NBA-style edition. What's up there, Chris?
Mr. Wrightside, good afternoon, man. It was a good night last night for me, man.
Oh,
yeah, man. Yeah, a lot of things to talk. Check this parlay. I hit a 30-1. The Sixers plus 8. The Sixers over. The Carolina Hurricanes +145. Uh-huh. The Phillies over, and the Kraken over. $20 paid $600.
There you go. That's what it is.
And I'm hot today, man. I'm on Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on Detroit.
Yep.
I'm on Colorado.
Yep.
I'm on Colorado, too. Who else am I on? A couple of dogs that I like. I can't recall. I got to look at my schedule, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what I got. Yeah, I'm on the Tigers. I'm on the Rockies.
Yep.
Fighting
back.
The Diamondbacks. Let's see. You're right. The card wasn't that big. I think I may have tried. No, I didn't. No, I think that's it, man, because I love tonight's NBA, right? And you were asking.
Yeah. Yep.
Why would you take the Knicks? I don't have any reason to, man. I just can't.
Yep.
So I'm smashing the 145, the plus 145, man, and I'm going to take the points just to be on the safe side because the Knicks, they just can't shoot. And I don't see why you would play that total. It's too sharp, just like the props. That's why I don't play props. Every prop I played on the odds boost, like last night, Booker needs 30. I think Joker needed 10 rebounds, and I need 7 assists for somebody else. Everybody else hit. Booker comes out at 28. I needed 30. It's too sharp. 209 is too sharp. The games keep landing right there. I wouldn't play that, but I would certainly play the Knicks. And I've been burned by the Warriors, so I'm going to ride with the Lakers tonight at plus 250. The series is over.
Yeah, it's
defense
good.
Travel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't have any answer for AD. Whatever. The line, reverse line moves, and whatever, bro. 250 is too much. 250 is too much to pass up for me. I don't see how they overcome the defense of the Lakers, the size of the Lakers, and what's his name? The other Splash brother. Klay Thompson, man. And I thought that was so wonderful, man. He talked about. I thought it was just wonderful. Klay talked about, playing in front of his mom and his dad. You know, his dad used to play for the Lakers. I distinctly remember him playing for the Lakers. Yeah. So, but man, it's been a good week. And the Hurricanes last night, everyone was on the Devils. I said, you know what, man? Let's switch this up. Yeah. And they keep hanging 5.5, Donnie. They keep hanging 5.5 with the Kraken and that Devil series, and they keep going over, especially that Kraken one. That's why they put the Devils total on it at 30-1, but I did put that Kraken Stars over 5.5, man. So, yeah, man, I agree with you. I can't come up with a reason to bet. I can see the Warriors winning. I can see the Warriors winning. I can't see the Knicks winning tonight.
I'm with you. There you go. Chris from Austin checking in here. We're ready to go tonight on a big night. Man, that's nice, man. You put a little money out, pull about 5-6 units back on a parlay. That's how it's done here. That's how you get the party started in style. Not going to say this right now. You know what I'm upset with? Because we're gonna go to break in just a few moments here. Because I have 4 RBI props here in this Yankees game. It's 5-2 currently right now in the bottom of the 5th inning. There's 7 runs. I've only cashed 1. But sort of a little bit of bad breaks here. You know which ones are the worst? Like the doubles, where you have a guy, your guy gets a double, the runner on base, and they don't score him home. Or the strikeout with a runner on third base with under 1 out. I've had that a few times here. We should already be plus money right now. And we're not plus money right now, which is really getting under my skin. So, I'm going to need some cheering, some fun, and some RBIs to start kicking through here in the Yankees Athletics game. I want to ask the gambling gods to provide for us here this afternoon. Will they? Find out over the next 45 minutes. You got to stay right here because I'm dipping my toes in the water in the NBA. Warriors-Lakers coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour number 2, certainly in full effect right here on Moneyline, Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 1-59. Phone lines are open here, 844-843-6879. Let's get to Jordan from Phoenix. We're trying to rally the Valley. They're not giving us a lot of information and a lot of help to rally the Valley. We don't know if Chris Paul is coming back. We don't know if it's going to get past a Game 6, but we're darn sure going to cheer it on. Jordan, what's good, man?
It's good, Donnie. We are going to get past Game 6, man. We are. We're going to have a
Let's go.
We are going to get to Game 7, and we are going to pull the upset in Denver, my man. Believe it.
Ooh. I'm trying.
What else is going on today? I got the Yankees. I got the Yankees team totals. I think Rizzo just hit a single. I think Judge was on second, so that's over the 4.5 right there. What you got going on, man? What's your favorite play for the day, Donnie?
Yeah, I got the four RBI props in this game for the Yankees, which I've, again, seven runs have scored. I've only cashed one of them so far, and that was with Gleyber Torres. So still trying to hope here, and I do see that LeMahieu is at the plate right now, so he's going to have to at least get an extra base hit. But I got burned a little bit here. A couple guys with runners on third base, a couple guys hitting doubles where with runners on that haven't scored yet. So just trying to cheer on some RBI props. Got to get my eye
Let's
on
go,
the game
Johnny.
Tonight. But yeah, we're going to get it.
Home run.
What do we got?
Home run, baby.
We calling it live?
Home run.
Are you calling it live? Oh, see, that's good.
Let's go.
Look at that.
Let's go.
Look at that.
Let's go. Hey, you know the drill, Donnie. I'm going to be looking for your same game parlay. Best show on the grid, and I'm going to talk to you guys tomorrow.
Awesome,
have a good
man.
One, man.
Love it. Let's go. Look at that. Now, hopefully Jordan wasn't pranking me right now, which I don't think he was, because I don't have the game on for the right reasons. On games where I'm doing a live show that I have live wagers on, I don't like to necessarily have the game up on one of my monitors or TVs, because I tend to start cheering in that direction. But he's right, a full count blast by DJ LeMahieu here, which gives us exactly what we wanted today, which was at least a split at plus money. Now we're going to go for the dagger, because we just need some good things to happen here on the opposite side, right? That's what we need. That's really what we need now. So as I'm getting the buzz to my phone here, 7-2 now for the New York Yankees over the Oakland Athletics. And I'm just trying to check here on my line what I actually got there, because the plus 135 was for Gleyber Torres, but I do remember that. Let's see what we got. I don't see the number up here. All right, so I think I can get it on this one. Come on, let's slide it up. All right, here's the official numbers that I have. Gleyber Torres at a plus 135 price to get an RBI. He cashes that. DJ LeMahieu here, over a half of an RBI again. It means just to get one RBI or more. That's a plus 170 price. So we got a plus 170 in the door and a plus 135 in the door. Diaz and Rooker on the opposite side are plus 265 and plus 200. Now, here's the issue with this, which, again, you're not going to get upset by going 2-2 here in RBI props at all of them at plus money. That's great. I'm excited for that. That's pizza in my back pocket. But at the same time, Diaz had multiple chances here to get an RBI, plus 265, and Rooker actually had a double with a runner on base and wasn't able to get him home. So we're hoping that happens here, and maybe we don't get a great bullpen look from the New York Yankees today since they're up five runs. So that's the way we'll try to play it out. But it's beautiful that DJ LeMahieu did go deep there to ensure that we had a positive day right off the bat, and we did get it. And I see there, you know, Joey checking in as well. The gambling gods have helped us out here, and we got it. So that's what you ask for. Sometimes you got to ask them. Gambling gods, forgiveness. Let me cash this ticket in. And they were able to do that so far today. So hopefully that's a very good omen for a little bit later. By the way, Freddie Freeman just homered here for the Los Angeles Dodgers. They take a 1-0 lead in a low-scoring game here in the top of the fourth inning. Just keeping the people updated here throughout Major League Baseball today. Pirates and the Rockies, 3-3 currently here in the top of the sixth inning. We just told you the New York Yankees are up 7-2. They actually now have a man on second base and nobody out, so this game might be getting blown wide open here. And the bats for the Yankees certainly have come alive here. The Detroit Tigers 5-0 over the Cleveland Guardians in the bottom of the fifth inning. One runner on and one out. And the Dodgers just take a 2-0 lead now with Will Smith hitting a solo home run. So guys taking shots here back-to-back. Jacks there for the Dodgers as they take the lead 2-0 as we wait for more Major League Baseball. That's going to be first pitch coming up with three more games in the 3 o'clock hour East Coast time. Now, let's get back to the NBA, because this is the series, as I always told you, I'm most enthralled with. I think it's fantastic and it's a lot of fun. And again, somebody on TV said, hey, you know what? I think today's the day that we see usher in a new era in the NBA, where teams that are up 3-1 on the road should just rest their starters, because then game six, they can just win it in their own building. Stop the madness. That is never going to happen. But having said that, what chances are you giving the Los Angeles Lakers tonight? The total, listed at 225. The spread currently across the board, 7.5. That line opened up at 6 at FanDuel, and now obviously it's 7.5. We are seeing an 8 at FoxBet. So is that line on the move? Is that an indicator where the Lakers don't feel like showing up tonight? You know that's not going to happen. You know the Lakers are showing up. Absolutely. LeBron James and Anthony Davis, identical player props tonight. 24.5 for LeBron James at a minus 122 price. Anthony Davis, 24.5 at a minus 102 price. Steph Curry, you expect him to dominate and go off tonight. He's at 31.5 tonight. You know that usage rate is going to be high, by the way, for Steph. You know that's happening, right? There's no way Steph lets a season slip away without firing. In the last game against the Lakers, 41 minutes, he shot 30 times from the field, which included 14 three-point shots. He only made three of those. His high in the series, though, is from game one, six triples, six of 13. And that was a game that the Lakers won, right? Stole a game on the road out there. 27 points, 20 points, 23 points, and 31. So you can say he's listed at that 31.5 today. He's only covered that none. How about that? No times in the series. Well, lost by the Hawks, but he did drop 50 against Sacramento in the Game 7 road effort. He played 30 minutes, 29 minutes, 30 minutes, and 41 minutes. Look at the shot disparity between a couple games. Opened up the series with 24 shots. Game number 2, only 12 shots. Game number 3, 21 shots. Game number 4, 30 shots. 30. If he's up around that range, he could do something special. In fact, that's what I say. When you're betting, you know, superstar players, in closeout situations, you would like them to step up. And I think they can, you know, sort of, I don't want to say guide themselves into the season. You can sort of feel okay about, hey, you know what? I put the game on my back. It didn't work out. At least I can live with that. It wasn't like I didn't go down swinging. Like Steph Curry to shoot 12 times in a game tonight. It's not going down swinging. But also, we're seeing new Steph Curry, which I see some of the debates. Hey, Steph Curry is the best point guard of all time. I still don't call him. I mean, combo guard, probably the better thing, right? Shooting guard for me primarily, but technically doesn't play that position with Klay Thompson out on the court. But for me, not necessarily a traditional point guard. But look at two of the last three games here for Steph Curry. 12 assists and 14 assists. Sandwiched in between a game which had three assists, and actually the game before that. So he actually went three assists in the series, 12 assists, three assists, and then 14 assists. I think he's going to have to do a lot. And also, I do expect a decent night from Draymond Green tonight. And I'm not even talking about from like the floor, right, where it's he's got to shoot 10 times and make seven of them and score double digits. I'm not even asking for that for him. But the last two games combined, he scored 10 points. The last two games combined, only 12 rebounds. He needs a double-digit performance because if you're looking at two of the last three games, 11 rebounds, 2 rebounds, 10 rebounds. He's got to get back to that. He can't score 2 points tonight. He can't have 3 rebounds in this game. He can't do it. He's got to perform, which means close to probably a triple-double for Draymond. 10 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. They need at least that in this basketball game out of Draymond Green. But it's all going to rely. You know where it's going. Splash Brothers. They knock down a combined 13 threes or more. They're probably going to win this game. Exciting times here. Come on back to Moneyline on a Wednesday afternoon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Anthony Volpe with a grand salami for those New York Yankees. Now have 11 runs on the board in the bottom of the fifth inning. Boy, it's easy to get right, isn't it? Just going up against the Athletics, just pound that team into submission. Now what we want are average pitchers coming out of the bullpen so we can tack on an RBI or two from an Athletics perspective here. But that came way over the total here, and primarily because of the Yankees getting 11 runs before the fifth inning is even over. Tough times there if you're an A's back. Are there any A's backers out there? I'm not even talking about betting the A's. I'm just talking about A's backers. Like, yeah, the A's are my squad. He joked about with Joe Ranieri this morning, like Las Vegas, like, hey, we're going to get the A's. Do you really want the A's? And that team stinks out loud. My goodness. So let me hear this. In Las Vegas proper, I guess you can say, you guys happy about giving away $500 million in tax breaks there over to the Athletics to come to your town and stink up the joint? Yeesh. That's what the Athletics are doing here. They're going to fight, I guess, tooth and nail with the Kansas City Royals for the remaining parts of the season here of who can actually get the top overall pick in the draft. But keeping it here with the Lakers and the Warriors tonight, do you guys think they can win tonight? You know, we've seen crazier things happen, like the Philadelphia 76ers going into Boston yesterday and winning a basketball game, right? And do we have to reseed now? You know, sometimes we talk about 2 and 3 years down the road, like, hey, you know what? If we go back to that NFL draft and reseed the actual draft picks here, who would be drafted number one? Who would be drafted number five? Who would be 10? You know, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't stay the same. It's going to be some busts and some really high risers that maybe you didn't think were going to be great football players the time the draft actually came around. So are the Philadelphia 76ers much better than what they were in the regular season now? Are the Boston Celtics actually much worse? And we're getting an easy ride through the Eastern Conference and thought they had it made once the Miami Heat knocked out the Bucks? Could be. Could be. But if we look at the game tonight, right, the Lakers are really good. The Lakers are up 3-1. The Lakers have been the better team in this series, and I told you from jump getting into the playoffs. I wasn't trusting the Warriors. I didn't think the Warriors would make it out of round one. And I think if a key injury to De'Aaron Fox's finger never happened, they don't make it out of round one. So I'm not surprised that the Lakers are up 3-1 right now. But why does it feel like tonight the Warriors are probably going to be on a mission? And the Warriors probably should win this game easily tonight. Has anybody out there got a ticket in their pocket going, hey, I don't care, 7.5, I'll take it. There's no way the Warriors lose tonight. Because that's the feeling of it. But for me, there was no way. The Boston Celtics were losing to the Philadelphia 76ers yesterday and got pounded. What happens if we see the Lakers go up to Golden State tonight and pound them like the Sixers did to the Celtics and move on to the Western Conference Finals and face the winner of the Phoenix Suns and the Denver Nuggets, which looks like it's going to be the Denver Nuggets at this point, right? Man, it's so many intricacies that you can get after tonight. Now, same game parlay action for me is going to come from this Golden State Warriors Los Angeles Lakers game. I do think the Golden State Warriors are going to win. I wouldn't mind if the Golden State Warriors do win this game because I like to watch big matchups here. That game 6 for the Lakers at home, if they need it to clinch, it's going to be awesome to watch. The same way the Boston Celtics here and the Philadelphia 76ers. You guys know I'm a Sixers fan. It's going to be so much fun to watch that game tomorrow night. It really is. But here's my same game parlay. Draymond Green really has to step it up in this game, as I just talked about before the break. And I do believe he will. Starting lineup there, he has to make it happen. I don't even care if he scores points. 7 assists in the last game, game previous before that, 4 assists. And then he had 9, 7, 8, 10, 7, and 7 in the playoffs. So every single game outside of one, which took place 2 games ago, he's had at least 6 assists or more. And that's what I need to start off this leg, 4-leg parlay. Number 2 will be Klay Thompson, Splash Brother extraordinaire. I'm not asking for a ton. And the one thing we know about Klay Thompson, he's going to shoot from the 3-point line. Last 4 games, or basically we should just say the Lakers series, right? 6 for 16 from 3-point range. 8 of 11 from 3-point range. 3 of 9 from 3-point range. And 3 of 9 from 3-point range. Why is that important? I just need him to make 3 or more 3-point shots tonight as leg 2 of my FanDuel Sportsbook same game parlay. Now, number 3, Steph Curry to get 25 or more points. Should be easy. Outside of injury, this one should be easy to do. And granted, it's not easy to score 25 points in a basketball game, in a playoff game. But we think the usage rate is going to be astronomical. I mean, he scored 50 points in Game 7. He shot 38 times, people. He shot 38 times from the field, which included 18 three-point shots. Last game, he shot 14 three-point shots. I think we get easily double-digit three-point shots here. And quite frankly, it's been a long time. Since game number 2 against the Lakers, which I think they smoked the Lakers in that game, if I recall correctly, his 3-point attempts, 5. He went 3 of 5. Every other game in the playoffs, ready for this? 14 attempts, 10 attempts, 13 attempts, 18 attempts, 12 attempts, 10 attempts, 11 attempts, 12 attempts. And what else? So 13 to 14 before that. See that? If we're getting 12 or 13 three-point attempts, and I'm not even taking Steph Curry's three-point props. I'm taking his points tonight. And it's not, you know, what's it, 31.5 is his total? We're knocking that down to 25. He scores 25 or more today. No question in my mind about that. Now, let's go back to the well. A guy treated to be very good when he appears in my same-game parlay. So it's 4 legs. 3 legs are already down. All 3 of those first couple legs here coming from a Golden State Warriors perspective. But I'm going to switch it over now to the Los Angeles Lakers. You know where I'm going? Austin Reeves, who had 21 points last game. But let's scroll down for Austin Reeves. We're going to go back to March 17th against the Dallas Mavericks, where he played 32 minutes, shot 1 3-point shot, and missed it. So let's go over the games since March the 17th. And again, today, it's May 10th. 1 3-pointer made, 1-1-1-1-2-1-4-3. 1-3-1-3-1-1-2-3. 1-2-1-1-3. How about that? Do you know what you didn't see in there? A game where he didn't make a 3-point shot. That's my guy. Ride or die with Austin Reeves to make one or more 3-point shots tonight. Now, it doesn't sound like a lot. It's at plus 111 at the FanDuel Sportsbook. That's what I got it from this morning. They all look good, though. What is it? Honestly, if it does lose, is it Austin Reeves who has made a 3-point shot in every single game the last 2 months? Does that feel like that's the one that loses tonight? But also, if things start to get out of hand from a Golden State Warriors perspective late in the game, like LeBron James goes to the bench, right? Anthony Davis goes to the bench. Probably D'Angelo Russell as well with that ankle injury, the foot injury that he had this year. Like, Austin Reeves is probably still out there balling, having fun, having the time of his life. So even, I think Austin Reeves is blowout proof tonight if we need a 3-point shot. And also, when you're getting blown out, what do you tend to do? Just fire up 3-point shots left and right out here. And I think that certainly can happen. Again, going over the odds boost here at the FanDuel Sportsbook, it's a good one. I think I might have to take this, but is it blowout proof? LeBron James, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson to combine for 80 or more points tonight at a plus 150 price. There's actually a New Jersey super boost that just popped up too. Major League Baseball, Justin Verlander, 6Ks in a Mets win versus the Reds, boosted from plus 120 all the way up to plus 200. And the Mets have been absolutely atrocious, atrocious on the diamond for roughly, what, the past 2 weeks it feels like at this point? It really does. They certainly haven't performed up to task. So why don't we start looking at some Major League Baseball? We're going to do that after the break because there's a couple games that have my eye with maybe we can run some RBI prop through maybe, maybe a total for the ball game, maybe even a side or two. I think it's possible. But let's get the good people out here updated here on the actual scores. The Colorado Rockies and the Pittsburgh Pirates, they are tied at 3 in the bottom of the sixth inning. However, the Pittsburgh Pirates do have bases loaded and one out with Castro up at the plate. Hand, it looks like, is on the mound. We'll see what happens in that game. We'll keep you updated if it does change. Top of the sixth inning here, 11-2. Whew, man, I know we updated, but geez, 16.5 is the live total in that game. If you want the Yankees on the run line today, it's -9.5 right now currently. 9.5, which means if the game ends 11-2, you lose that bet. So we're actually looking for more runs out of the Yankees in this game here. The Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Guardians, that game is still stuck at 5-0. Top of the seventh inning, two outs here with Javi Baez at the plate. 6.5 as a total in that game. Run line -4.5 for the Detroit Tigers. So if nobody scores the rest of the way, you would cash in that -4.5 price. The Los Angeles Dodgers and the Milwaukee Brewers. That game here, sitting now at 2-1 as the Brewers have struck. But the top of the fifth inning, there are bases loaded. But there is two outs here. So we'll see if you can get a big-time hit out of Will Smith if he gets jiggy with it out there for the Dodgers. And a 9, see, that tells you something. Top of the fifth inning, bases loaded, two outs. A 9.5 is a total with only 5 runs on the board. You got to get that base hit here, right? You got to get the base hit here if you want any chance at doing that. And they did get the base hit. As the score flips up, Dodgers 4, Milwaukee Brewers 1. Now, as I said, after the break coming up, we're going to start to take a look at some of these Major League Baseball games, see if we have some added advantages. If you want to call in this final segment, bring it on. 844-843-6879. Can I ask the gambling gods one more time to get me an RBI from an Oakland Athletics perspective? Can they do it for me? I hope they can. But we'll be right back after these words.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's about that time to talk some Major League Baseball here as we're trying to root on some of these RBI props to come in here. 13 runs scored so far in the Yankees and Athletics. Profit in hand already. No complaints here by your boy DRS, but would be nice to get one more because we have a 265 and a 200 out there, underdog, that we would love to take down here. But let's hit the phone lines. Let's have some fun. 844-843-6879. The Moose, he's loose here. It's a Wednesday afternoon. I need some picks, and I need some food options as well, Moose. What do you got for me today?
You know, I got for you, I got home about 20 minutes ago, jumped on the computer. I took the Yankees, giving up 5.5 runs. That looks good. Yeah. I took the Rockies game to go over 8.5 runs. I don't know where that's sitting right now. And I put it into a parlay with the I put it into a parlay with the Tigers, giving up 4.5 against the AKA Indians / Guardians. So. Tonight, a little hockey action. I got Tkachuk.
Yes.
3.5 shots on goal. That looks good for me. It's going to be a great night. And then as far as our food options, DRS, how is that grill? How's that flat top working off for you? Do you fire off some burgers or some fajitas yet or anything?
Yeah. It's life changing, Moose. I'm telling you, it's life changing right now. Like, if I could cook every single meal on the flat top, like the other day, I just made my daughter a nice little bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel off the flat top. I love it. It's the greatest invention that's been around for years and years and years. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what you need? Go out and get yourself a good burger press. Or here's an option for the listeners out there. You can take a brick. Just a regular household brick, wrap it in tin foil, and that will be your burger press. Okay?
Yeah.
Spray a little bit of Pam on it. Okay? And that will be your burger press. But tonight we have some homemade sauerkraut. We have some sesame seed hot dog buns. And we have some venison all-natural hot dogs going on the grill tonight. Tonight's a little grilling action. But other than that, the trip from Florida turned out excellent. I brought home about 50 pounds of fillets. Going to be doing some fish fries. It's on. It is on. And, hey, DRS, I got a little tip for you. Okay, for your flat top. Okay, go to Chicago Beef Company online and pick yourself up some Wagyu beef tallow. Okay? It's liquid gold. It is liquid gold. So there's a couple little options for you, but there we go. And, hey, one last thing.
Beautiful.
You know, I like it when you fly solo because I think more of your loyal listeners call in. You know, you got the Texan connection. You got the New York connection.
Yeah. Yep, we're all over.
You have the Arizona connection. You got the Ohio. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, K-Dub, if you're listening, take an extended vacation. You need to hit that buffet, K-Dub. All right.
He's
talk
tired.
To you later.
There you go. Moose checking in there, having some fun with us here. And also, as Moose was saying, we got every connection here across the country, including shout out Virginia Beach. Let's get back to the phone lines here. 844-843-6879. The X-Man is calling in. I saw what happened yesterday. Jaylen Brown is robbing people of money out here. And now it's time to get even because I know the X-Man is going to bring the heat tonight with some action. What do you got today, X-Man?
Hey. I forgive Jaylen Brown. I really put the blame on Marcus Smart. He the point guard.
Yeah, come on.
He should have distributed the ball. But I got something better today.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
We going Edmonton Oilers in regulation.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Davis over 24.5.
Yeah.
Miami Heat on the money line.
Uh-huh.
Tampa Bay Rays on the run line, 19-1.
Yeah, I like the Rays. There you go. That's paying off tonight. I expect that text tomorrow morning, or the tweet tomorrow morning, to be a double on that spot, on that side for X-Man. Like, I expect that to happen here. And by the way, what are we tomorrow night, Philadelphia 76ers. I know we're getting ahead of ourselves here. The Sixers are going to take down the Celtics tomorrow. Or are your Celtics coming back and win? I mean, what's going on here in Philly?
I think this game 7. The NBA need game 7 for money and revenue.
They do. And more wagers, man. Yep. We need it for more. We need more same game parlays, more actions here. I mean, that's exactly what we're looking at. So there we go. The X-Man's in 19-1 today. Any shout out? You got any shout outs today? What do you got?
Shout out to the whole Virginia.
Yeah.
703-804-757.
Yep.
Let's do it.
There it is. X-Man checking on a Wednesday. That's what you need. Let's get down. 19-1. Everybody calling in today. Hot wagers here. Props flying left and right. It's fantastic stuff. That's why we love the phone lines here. Call in. There are tons of people listening that they just want winners. And they might be driving home. They might be in their cubicle. They might be working a long, hard day going, you know what, man? I didn't have time to study here. So I'm going to trust some of these plays that are calling in to cash in. That's what's fun about it here. Now, Major League Baseball, again, rooting on some RBI props. We'll see if they come in. We're not stressing it because we already have money in our hand here today. But I know if we're talking about, and also, the X-Man brought up a run line wager today on the Tampa Bay Rays going up against the Baltimore Orioles. If you're looking today, now I don't see, let me just hit the refresh button here because I don't know if we have an official lineup out for either one of these ball clubs tonight. So let's just take a look. Let me just spend that extra second here. All right, let's slide the game down. Rays and Orioles. No, not yet here. Nothing yet for Tampa Bay, but we do have an official lineup here for the Baltimore Orioles. But I'm focusing more on the Tampa Bay Rays lineup today. If you look at it, again, didn't work out in the direction yesterday I thought it would go. Zach Eflin has been very good on the season. A little leaky, but still, you expected the bats here to come alive yesterday for the Rays. They didn't yet. I think they do today. Going up against Kramer, a 5.18 xFIP over the past, or excuse me, this season. Like, you know what? Let's just let's focus on 30 days here. Let's just go focused on what makes the most sense here. Looking at Kramer, right-handed pitcher. Last 30 days, xFIP 4.93, close to 5. Not great. K percentage below 20%. That's not what you're looking for here. Also a ground ball percentage here, 37%. So more or less, that ball is going to be in the air or a line drive, which is what you want to focus on. However, he does pitch very well, has pitched very well, Kramer, to right-handed bats over the past 30 days. A 292 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 130. That's very good here. So where you're probably going to want to isolate Kramer is from the left-hand side, or should I say the left-handed batters, because he's a right-handed pitcher. A weighted on base percentage is elevated at 383, which brings into play Wander Franco, a 334 weighted on base percentage as a lefty going up against right-handed pitching. Lau, a 247 ISO power number. Walls will be a switch hitter. He'll be from the left side, a 255 ISO power number. And Lowe, a left-handed batter, 290 ISO power number, coupled with a 393 weighted on base percentage. That's probably where we're going to get some damage done. Check out Chirinos here. What makes him interesting is he does have a high X xFIP number, 5.31, K percentage, 11%. If we take a look at his lefty-righty splits here, lefties, a 120 weighted on base percentage and a 0 ISO power number. That is awesome for a right-handed pitcher going up against 26 left-handed batters here over the last 30 days. And how about this? 46 at-bats from right-handed players against Chirinos. Only a 238 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 098. So something has to give tonight. A 5.31 xFIP going up against an awesome split between weighted on base percentages. I don't know if we get that many runs from a Baltimore perspective, but I do expect the lefties to do some damage today off of Kramer. Now, also, let's take a look here at the Boston Red Sox and the Atlanta Braves. Early this morning, we didn't have a confirmation on the starting pitchers in this one, and I do believe we have them now. It's Bello and Schuster. That's who it was supposed to be this morning. We just didn't have it official yet. Schuster, the left-handed pitcher, he's really struggling this year. And also Bello, he's got a decent xFIP number, but his splits, the lefties are 370 weighted on base percentage and the righties are 386. That's out of whack. It is. Acuna, great numbers against right-handed pitching. Olson, great numbers against right-handed pitching. Murphy, great numbers against right-handed pitching. But I really want to focus on the opposite side, because I don't think Schuster is that good a pitcher, to be honest. He's had 45 batters that he's faced this year. Righties are absolutely crushing him to the tune of .462 as a weighted on-base percentage. Now, granted, he's only had 33 batters that he's faced. But if you're looking at those right-handed batters today, Refsnyder, Turner, Hernandez, Wong, Dahlbach, the only issue is here, they don't have electric numbers against left-handed pitching this season for the Boston Red Sox. When you flip that pitcher to the opposite side, yeah, it's a big difference. It really is. And by the way, just to keep you updated, the Dodgers now have a 6-1 lead over the Milwaukee Brewers here. It looks like Kershaw is going to cruise to a victory in this game here. But this game is interesting, the Atlanta Braves and the Boston Red Sox. I think we might be in for some runs here. I really do. But sometimes you got to focus on really bad baseball teams. Why? Because usually they're really bad because they have really bad pitchers. Chicago White Sox, Kansas City Royals. If we take a look here, and let's see if we can get a focus. The last 30 days, Keller, the right-handed pitcher for the Kansas City Royals. Coming into today, as I told you guys yesterday going over, the Fangraph stuff that I like to take a look at, some of the statistics, Keller's the worst pitcher today on the mound. So that should factor in something. That's why we looked at these games immediately. He's got a 6.52 xFIP number, a K percentage of under 15%. But look at this walk rate. He's faced 114 batters on the season this year. He's walked close to 20% of those batters. That means there's a lot of traffic on the bases. If we look at his splits, being a right-handed pitcher, crushed by left-handed batters. .414 weighted on base percentage to lefties. To righties, .361. ISO power numbers aren't incredibly high, but they're still high. .176 to lefties, .175 to righties. So if we're looking at that lineup, which again isn't great for the Chicago White Sox by any stretch. And last night in one of my round robins, I didn't get any action from the Chicago White Sox. I mean, stop the madness. Help me out sometimes. Which is where I'm still asking for the Oakland Athletics, the Oakland Athletics today to help me out with some action. But those are some games to keep an eye on with some hitting statistics. There's a lot of totals that look probably going to the under. St. Louis Cardinals, Chicago Cubs game. Not really in love with that all that much. The Padres and the Twins. I think that game might be trending under. An interesting one in Philadelphia. The Blue Jays and the Philadelphia Phillies. Gausman last four starts. Whoa, really a mixed bag. He got rocked twice in those last four starts. Zach Wheeler on the mound for the Philadelphia Phillies. Looking to take another game from the Toronto Blue Jays. You take a look at the Astros and the Angels, who yesterday stayed under the total with a 3-1 final. Looking today with Canning's got a high xFIP on the mound. Going up against Javier, has some solid splits. Maybe another Astros victory. It might be in line for us today. And then the Mets and the Reds. The focal point of that game for me is not necessarily handicapping that or focusing on exactly what would take place, except for Justin Verlander on the mound. And the Mets need a great start out of Verlander more than they need air at this point with how much we know, don't know, I should say, about Max Scherzer. Yankees game now updated 11-3. J.J. Bleda hit a home run. Would have liked to seen that be somebody else. But again, still a long way to go. Looks like going to get the 8th and the 9th inning, so 7 outs left. Should get each of my guys up at least one more time. Come on, Yanks. Throw a bad bullpen guy out there like maybe you're doing right now, apparently. Let's say Diego Garcia's on the mound. Oh, how about that? All right, well, Yanks trying to stretch out some players as we stretch out the rest of the show. One quick segment before we get you out of here for the day. Stay tuned. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com. I
said you. Final final segment of the day here for Wednesday edition of Moneyline. Callers have been fantastic. A lot of fun had by all, even picking up a little bit of money here in this Yankees game. But a big night overall tonight in the NBA, as we are now at that point where every single game matters. Why? Because we are officially in the knockout stage. If you take a look at the games tonight, the Miami Heat and the New York Knicks, a 3.5-point favorite for those New York Knicks. I don't know why. I don't know how. But I think the Miami Heat win tonight and move on. It's just what they do. It's just what Jimmy Butler does. But from a Sixers fan perspective, I would like to see the New York Knicks win this game to extend that series so the Miami Heat don't get as much time off here as needed. The Los Angeles Lakers and the Golden State Warriors should be a phenomenal game. You are going to get the best punch out of the Warriors possible. But can the Lakers stave off the Warriors and end that series and move into the Western Conference Finals? Some things left to decide there. And also tomorrow, more elimination games. And the Sixers and the Celtics and the Nuggets and the Suns. It's a fun time here to cheer everything through. Quick updates here in Major League Baseball before we get you out of here today. Rockies and the Pirates, 4-3 now. The Rockies have the lead in the bottom of the seventh inning with one out and nobody on. The Athletics and the Yankees, that game in the bottom of the seventh inning here, 11-3. The Yankees with the lead. The Detroit Tigers, 5. The Cleveland Guardians, 0. Bottom of the eighth inning as the Guardians just can't hit. Looks like Jose Ramirez is at the dish right now. The Dodgers extend their lead 7-1 over the Milwaukee Brewers here. And again, coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, 3 more games. And then the 4 o'clock hour, which does have the Blue Jays and the Philadelphia Phillies and the Astros and the Angels, and a few games left at night to sort of check in on to see if you can cash in some of those tickets. But for me, all eyes on the prize tonight in the NBA. Same game parlay once again. Draymond Green to get 6 or more assists. Klay Thompson to make 3 or more 3-point shots. Steph Curry to get 25 or more points. And Austin Reeves, 1 or more 3-point shots made. And that's a plus 111 price. Awesome time today. So much fun. Thanks for the support out there. And also for Christian behind the wheels of steel doing the job today. Your boy DRS is on a solo mission. But tomorrow, K-Dub's back. More fun had by all. Thanks for tuning in to Moneyline. We'll do it again tomorrow. See ya.